Hi, I'm Rob Nesbitt, and this is the ProCartoon.com podcast. I look at the tools of the trade, tips, tricks, podcast reviews and interviews, and more to help you in your cartooning and artistic work. In this episode of the ProCartoon podcast, making the creative best of COVID-19, how to make the most out of this terrible situation with the possibility of more lockdowns until a vaccine is found. A shortcut to creating caricatures. I envy those talented with a gift for capturing a likeness quickly. I used to struggle until I came up with a really effective way to get the likeness very quickly. A personal update on what I'm doing at the moment, and some more of your questions. Before I dive into the main topics, it's been quite a while since the last podcast. I've had some issues with work that completely dragged me away from ProCartoon. Thankfully, that bump in the road has been navigated and is now firmly in the rearview mirror. I can now focus on getting regular podcasts out there with the added bonus of guests on the show. I have Richard Holden from Virginia, who has turned his two-dimensional cartoons into superb cartoon wood carvings. It's a great demonstration of how you can adapt your cartooning skill to create other products for pleasure and to make money. Richard will be my guest in the next show. After putting out the April edition of the Pro Cartoon newsletter, I received an interesting question from Robert P. Enright, who has a series of comic books and wanted to know where to get it to a person who could help him to get the public interested and maybe use them to create a network series. I don't have any expert in getting cartoons under the noses of a network fixer, but I do have a fair bit of knowledge on getting your work out there. Comic books are just that, books, and finding someone to promote and publish them for you is as likely as winning the lottery in this day and age. By far the best way is to self-publish. Why? Well, three reasons really. First, if you have a comic book ready, you can publish it through many channels almost immediately. You don't have to wait for a publisher to say yes. That's if you get one at all. Traditional publishing can take years from finished book to arriving on the bookshelf for sale. Second, the return on investment is much higher by self-publishing. As an example, a book published traditionally through a publisher may earn you as little as 10 to 12% royalties. A self-published book on Amazon can generally give you up to 70% royalties. Last but the most important aspect, as a self-published author, you are totally in charge. You control the editing, book cover design and advertising, and all other aspects. If you want to change anything after publication, you can, and you get the final say. For me, self-publishing is a no-brainer. Amazon Kindle is a great way to sell books, but a comic book or picture book is more suited to physical sales. Amazon provide a service called Print on Demand to allow you to publish without having to buy thousands of copies to sell up front, and there are still great profits to be made at no risk. I'll put the link to this service in the show notes. I also suggested that once published, you should be promoting the books through Amazon and Facebook ads. I've been down this route myself and have found it to be really effective in getting your work out there and selling. The comic book market is precarious, with the biggest sales in Japan, followed by the UK and surprisingly the USA in third place. I listened to an excellent book publishing podcast called The Self-Publishing Formula by top-selling British author Mark Dawson. In an interview going back a couple of years, there was an excellent podcast edition with Pat Mills, author of the legendary Judge Dredd. He discusses his career, pitfalls and opportunities in the comic book publishing industry. For any of you who are interested or actively creating this type of cartoon work, I am sure you will really enjoy this edition, and the link is in the show notes. There is another edition of the same podcast on colouring books by a fantasy artist who is making a bucket load of money through print on demand. Again, I'll leave the link in the show notes. There is also expert advice on Amazon and Facebook ads, plus much more on self-publishing, and I think it is a superb resource. Creating books in the cartooning sphere is another way to support your business. Here's a shout out from our sponsors, johnoverall.com, who provide the hosting for ProCartoon.
With all the changes in website requirements, pulled, compromised, and abandoned plugins out there, now is the time to update and upgrade your WordPress website. JohnOverall.com has 20 plus years experience and offers hosting, maintenance programs, support, and more to keep your site up to date and running smoothly. We offer free estimates and only bill you for the time used, not by the block. While you're caring for your business, let JohnOverall.com care for your website. Think of us when you think of WordPress. Visit JohnOverall.com.
You can see the show notes and the transcription of the podcast at ProCartoon.com on the podcast page. Okay, let's dive straight into the podcast. COVID-19. Use lockdown for your creative advantage. When governments across the globe announced lockdowns to stem the spread of the virus, the initial reaction was, for me, to ponder what was going to happen and gloom myself to the news. I expect that was the case for most people. Then I took a step back and thought about the amount of time that would be available. With no work, brass band rehearsals, which is my other passion, or trips out of any kind, I had now around 10 to 12 hours a day to do whatever the hell I like. Terms and conditions applied, as imposed by my wife, of course. What I didn't want to do was to look back at the time under siege and regret that I sat on my butt for weeks doing nothing constructive or creative. So I drew up a list of what I needed to achieve, and so far so good. I finished the first draft of a sci-fi action adventure novel, designed the cover, and written half of the second sci-fi novel. I've put together a compendium of my cartoons to have self-published and for sale for the Christmas market. I've completed a bucket load of new cartoons for various projects. I've completed the pencil sketches, text, and first full colour section of a children's picture book for self-publication. I also watched several video training courses to upgrade my knowledge, such as a Photoshop refresher course, which was for 6 hours for under $15 from Udemy.com. And I've also read several art training books. In addition, I've done 10,000 steps a day around the garden every day since lockdown, just to keep fit. I've sorted out the garden shed, which looked like a bomb site, tidied up the garage workshop so I can get in there to make more driftwood cartoon figures and pens, and last but not least, turned the garden into a flower fest. I would have struggled to do most of those things if lockdown hadn't arrived. So, take 10 minutes to create a goals list. Things that you could do but probably wouldn't normally find the time if it wasn't for lockdown. Here are a few things to start off with. Upgrade your existing skills by taking an online course or two. There are many online teaching services, but I found Udemy.com provide great quality courses at realistic prices that us mere mortals can afford. I've just bought a 6-hour course on Photoshop for less than $15, which was a great way to refresh that particular skill set for cartoon in preparation. Upgrade your knowledge for free. Podcasts are so abundant that you'll find something that interests you and gives you valuable knowledge and new ideas. I'm currently tuned into The Self-Publishing Formula by Mark Dawson, a best-selling British fiction author. While the COVID-19 situation lasts, free admission to the Self-Publishing Formula University is available, providing exceptional webinars. I took part in one last week on designing book covers for different book genres. It was brilliant. What cartoons or cartoon projects could you complete? Christmas may seem a mile away, but not so if you're preparing products to sell in the festive season. Online sales have gone through the roof during COVID-19, and I don't see that trailing off while the pandemic still has no vaccine. Just look at Amazon. Their share price has rocketed during the pandemic, and at one point was up by $700 a share. It just shows how much folks have bought from that company over the last few weeks. If you want to know more about selling online and ideas to create your products with your artwork, look at my post on selling your cartoon artwork on the internet. Again, the link is in the show notes. Book illustration is another avenue for the cartoonist. Creating a children's picture book? Take a look at British artist Lynn Chapman's journey from textile designer to children's book illustrator on YouTube. Again, the link is in the show notes. If you have a particular speciality in your field of art, perhaps you could write a book on it and self-publish. If you haven't got a presence online, perhaps you should invest time making and building a social media page on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or even your own website. Getting yourself known is essential, and the sooner you start, the better. These are just a few possibilities, and there are many other avenues you can find to develop your cartooning skills and turn them into products. So, make a list of goals and get to it. As I said, there's never been a better time to be creative. Don't look back and think, if only I'd done more. And there's a strong possibility at some time within the next 12 months that we could be back in lockdown again. Caricature shortcuts to help you get a true likeness. I've struggled with caricatures for many years and always used to dread it when someone asked me to draw one. I could either capture the victim's likeness in 5 minutes or it could take hours or even days, which was not only frustrating but totally unproductive. For a while I stopped doing them but had so many requests that it seemed ridiculous to turn away another stream of income. I sat down and analysed the problem. It was the basic elements I was having the problem with, namely eyes, mouth and spacing of those features. I decided to invest in a light box and haven't looked back. A light box is basically a drawing board that is backlit so that the image, such as a photo, can be seen through a piece of paper over the top of it. I got high resolution photos of the person I was drawing and gently traced the eyes and mouth and any distinct feature, such as a scar, facial lines and that sort of thing. That is all I use. I then scan the pencil marks into Photoshop and use them as a template to create my caricature. The rest of the figure is out of my head, and about halfway through setting out the drawing, I switch off the layer containing the scan and go for it with no backing template. It worked, and the first caricature from this simple technique was very good, if I say so myself, and the person who received it was delighted. Since then, I've completed many caricatures and have yet to fail both the person being caricaturised or myself. I am my harshest critic and very hard to please with my own work. I still get into a panic and imposter syndrome sets in. You must have experienced the same when doing any artwork. The little gremlins sit on your shoulder picking away at your self-confidence and are a real pain in the butt. Suddenly you can see the finished drawing starting to emerge off the page and the surge of relief washes the little blight clean away. If you'd like more information on this method, I did a blog post on it recently and the link again is in the show notes. Personal update. It's been quite a while since I did an update and quite a lot has gone on with some projects not coming to fruition and others emerging. As I said in the previous section, I've taken a leap of faith and started to do caricatures. Now that I have a proven method that works for me and the confidence, I'm up and running. That confidence makes a real difference and caricatures are making a nice contribution to the business income. My other passion is music and I play in a local brass band. I've been playing a brass instrument since I was 6 years old when Lyndon B. Johnson was the President of the USA and Harold Wilson the Prime Minister of the UK. Yes, I am officially ancient. I've been the resident cartoonist in Brass Band World magazine since April 2002 and have produced hundreds of cartoons for the magazine since then. This year, I decided to put 18 years worth of brass band related cartoons into a book to sell to the brass band fraternity with a target for the Christmas market, and I'm well on my way. I always thought that it would be far too expensive, but with modern print on demand and low printing costs, I'll be able to complete this project on time and in profit. I started a picture book a couple of years ago and shelved it due to a number of reasons, but have now dusted the files down and I'm making a new start to ensure I see it through. The current lockdown has really helped me to see the wood from the trees, making an action plan, and I'm getting on with it. Anyway, enough about me. To finish up, I would like to answer a couple of your questions. The first is from Sarah Lee from New York. She asks, I would like to start sublimation printing with my own cartoon designs. What is the most economical, to produce them myself or to outsource it? Sarah, this is a really good question, which I was wondering myself a few years ago. Before I answer the question, let me explain to the listeners what sublimation printing is. Sublimation in chemical terms is where a substance changes state from a solid straight to a gas without passing through the liquid state. Dye sublimation printing, which is what Sarah is asking about, is where printed ink is heated up and the image is transferred directly onto the surface of a substance such as a plastic credit card or a ceramic mug. Okay Sarah, to answer your question, I'll tell you how I approach the same problem. I wanted to produce mugs and mobile phone cases with my own cartoon designs. The first thing I did was to have a look at the market and decide how many I needed to produce to start and also what I would need if things got busy. Then I looked at getting costs from a few different printers. The cost I was looking for was just the cost of the printed mug. Shipping and packaging costs would be the same if I did it myself or someone else did it. It quickly became apparent that there was very little flexibility in most cases. Bulk buying was required to get the price down. I then looked at what equipment I would need and the cost of blank mugs. It was a no-brainer, so I trekked to the factory and bought the kit. It was an easy process to learn, and within a few days, I was up and running. The advantages of doing the printing yourself is cost, flexibility, and time. You cut out the time it takes between placing and receiving the order from the outsourced printer. Doing your own is totally flexible. If you want to make a last-minute tweak to a design or customize a mug with someone's name, you can do it straight away. The cost is considerably better, about half the cost of a professional printer, and you don't have to buy a bucket load to get it down to a reasonable price per unit. Obviously, you have to learn how to use the equipment. You will need a sublimation printer, a mug press, plus the raw materials. The printer press and stock take up very little room. Once it's all in place, you have a mug printing business. I've been in production for about 3 years, and it didn't take long to cover the cost of the equipment with sales. Obviously, your circumstances may be different. I hope that helps to make your decision. The next question is from George, who lives in Phoenix. George asks, I designed a cartoon montage in Photoshop that had over 20 layers. I saved it and also saved a JPEG copy. Unfortunately, I lost the Photoshop file with all the layers and only have the JPEG. Is there any way I can retrieve the layers from the JPEG? Thank you for the question, George. I've been in this situation myself in a different way, where I've temporarily flattened the layers in Photoshop file to extract the image to another file and then forgot to undo the flattening and saved it flat. In other words, in one layer. I'm sorry to say that you can't re-establish the layers from a JPEG unless there is some genius IT geek out there who knows differently. Okay, that wraps up this edition of the podcast. In the next edition, I talked to Richard Holden from Virginia, who started drawing cartoons at a very young age and has now turned his cartoon characters into 3D works of wood carving art that sells and has won him awards. If you're a cartoonist in the business of cartooning or in a related industry and would like to be featured in this podcast, please contact me via the contact page and there will be a link in the show notes. So that's it from me, and I'll catch you on the next one.